Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Rodney Monroe will retire July 1st after 7 years on the job. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports Monroe became known for his hands-on approach.
Rodney Monroe came to Charlotte in June of 2008 as the department's first African-American chief. His career as a police officer started nearly 40 years ago as a beat cop in Washington, D.C., where he rose to various leadership positions. He went on to become police chief in Macon, Georgia, and Richmond, Virginia, before landing in Charlotte. 2 months into his tenure here, Monroe did away with several specialized administrative units and reassigned those officers to patrol. At the time, he said his priority was to get more officers on the streets.
That's where everything gets done. That's where every community resides, in one of our 13 patrol. And we have to find ways to make sure that we continue to push as many resources back to those communities as we can.
Monroe has been a visible figure at community events. Susan Lindsay, a founder of East Charlotte Community Partners, says she appreciates his approach.
He's always been receptive and forthcoming and has always followed through on requests. So it's been a good working relationship.
A good example of Monroe's hands-on style was captured by former WFAE reporter Julie Rose during the 2012 Democratic National Convention. Monroe was on the streets monitoring protests.
Are you trying to avoid arresting people here, or?
We're just assessing what they're looking to do right now, and we're not in any rush to do anything just yet. We're just in a holding pattern.
One of the first controversies Monroe dealt with in Charlotte concerned himself. While police chief in Richmond, he received a bachelor's degree in interdisciplinary studies at Virginia Commonwealth University, despite only taking 2 courses as a transfer student. After he arrived in Charlotte, an investigation conducted by VCU and Virginia state officials found that Monroe was the beneficiary of others who broke rules for him, although the investigation made clear he didn't seek out the special treatment. His biography on the city's website says he now has a degree in criminal justice from the University of Phoenix. Monroe took decisive action when officers were accused of serious crimes. In late 2009, he immediately fired an officer accused of sexually assaulting women during traffic stops. Then in 2013, Monroe charged Officer Randall Carrick with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after he shot Jonathan Farrell 10 times. That case is scheduled to go to trial in July. This year, following other high-profile shootings of black men in Ferguson, Missouri and elsewhere, Monroe led a series of community forums called Cops and Barbers. The idea for the forums came from barber Sean Corbett, who works just down the street from the North Tryon Police Station. Corbett praised Monroe for addressing tough issues.
Just by them seeing Chief Monroe on the front lines and willing to answer the questions that most people shy away from, and he's willing to sit down and meet with people that have issues and questions, that's relieving some of the tension.
City leaders also praised Monroe yesterday. Mayor Dan Clodfelter, City Manager Ron Carley, and others said they wished he was staying on the job longer. Carley says he and Monroe had been discussing the possibility of his retirement for several months, though.
I have full, complete confidence in him. I would have loved to have kept him forever, but I appreciate that, you know, the time comes and you think it's right, then you need to do it.
Chief Monroe did not have a press conference to announce his retirement. Instead, he sent out a letter in which he said the decision to retire had been difficult and had taken some time to make. A press release from the city indicates a successor may have been chosen already. It says, quote, "Information regarding Monroe's replacement will be available later this week." For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.